Welcome to the first session of the book of Philemon. The book of Philemon is one of the books that you might have not known. It is a short book that is between 2 Timothy and James. It is in the New Testament. The book of Philemon is one of the books that is seen to be most difficult. I'm going to say that in our subsequent talks. But now, allow me to take you through the outline of this book. First, we see the greetings. Paul is identifying himself and trying to greet a few members that he knew before. Second, Paul records the thankfulness that he is giving to the recipient of this message. Third, we see Paul trying to persuade Philemon to receive back Onesimus, who was a slave, a runaway slave for that purpose. And finally, we see the affectionate salutation that the writer gives. That is a brief outline of that book. Today, I want to take us through the first section of our outline, which is greetings. It is really very funny to see this kind of thing called greeting disappearing in our generation. We no longer greet people, especially those whom we don't know. And when we greet to some extent, we do not do a lot. In fact, we do not even explain ourselves, introduce ourselves well, but instead just mention our name and go. That's not what the writer of this letter did. The writer of this letter first identified himself, then greets those he's writing to. Greetings is one of the factors which will make people to be either closer with you or to be far away with you. Let us go through it and see what the scripture says. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We see Paul identifying himself from the beginning of this opening verses. He identified himself as a prisoner for Christ Jesus. It is by this time that Paul was imprisoned in Rome, and so he has right to say that he was prisoner. He mentioned Timothy as his brother. In fact, it is thought by some people that perhaps they were related. It is not true, but Timothy is the brother to Paul spiritually. He is a converter under Paul's ministry. And he's writing this letter to Philemon. Philemon is one of the characters whom we have not known so well. In fact, if you go through the old New Testament, you are not going to know this character in detail. Much of the scripture is not talking about Philemon. Actually, In the New Testament, you will not hear about Philemon anywhere else, but from this book, we do not know about him. But one thing that we know is Philemon seems to be the owner of a slave called Onesimus, a runaway slave. Paul also called him as his beloved fellow worker. That means Philemon was a believer. You know, brothers and sisters in Christ are family. Just like the way your blood sister and brother is or are families. So Paul has right to call them brothers. He mentioned names such as Aphia, his sister, and Archippus, fellow soldier in the church in your house. Women have played great roles in the church. From the beginning of the spreading of the gospel till now, women are great pillars of the word of God. That we must acknowledge. Many passages have talked about women having done great work. Here is one sister who has been mentioned to be among the group that usually meet in the house of Philemon. Normally those days it was hard for people to gather in large congregation. They were under persecution, so they could hide in some other places like rooms and houses of others. That's where they could meet and talk about many things, especially teaching the word of God. So the house of Philemon was probably one of the houses that was set aside for that purpose. And so, but when we were affected by the coronavirus and everybody was sent home, relax in your houses and be with your family, it was not a punishment, but I think a renaissance of what was used to taking what was taking place by that time. It looked like God is saying that you go back to your houses, put them in order, preach the gospel there, then you come back and preach to the rest of the people. Finally, the last part of this greeting mentions a word that is very important in the gospel, the grace and peace from our God Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, beloved, it is the grace of God that really covers us. Christ came to us because of grace. And what is grace? Grace is the undeserved favor. We do not deserve as human beings to be at the right with God, but Him, through His grace, sent His only beloved Son to come and die on behalf of our sins so that we'll be forgiven. That grace is what Paul is reminding the church in the house of Philemon to them. He's telling them that may that grace and the peace of God be with you. Beloved, let us remember all the time to greet our fellow brothers and sisters. Appreciate what they have done to us and thank God for them. May God bless you. Do not go far, but wait for the next session that is upcoming on the same book. Thank you.